I'm going to be off on Monday and Tuesday.
This is non-disclosure, Let's go around the horn. Okay.
Taking a couple days off. And one of the things I'm looking forward to do.
I'm looking forward to
One of the things I'm really looking forward to is fishing.
We're
going to go to the lake for a few days.
That reminds me of an unheralded comment that you had earlier today. It was funny.
Which
the nearest location near you.
Yeah. Find the nearest location near you.
You said it twice in the same live spot, that phrase.
I did it twice?
The nearest location near you, and it sends me
a
hypnosis.
Let's not focus on that.
It was funny.
Let's focus on what I'm looking forward to about my days off.
Okay.
I haven't done this in a while, at least for an extended period of time. Tried to go a few weeks ago. We didn't have any luck. I'm going fishing, and I'm really looking forward to it. Like last night, went to a place that sells tackle and fishing equipment. And I really had a good time shopping for lures, new worms, new plastic worms, plastic baits and such.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you used to enjoy fishing, but you now, I think, classify it as a whip sport or a whip activity.
It's more of a beating than we think it is.
And I think what may have turned you around and what I will admit maybe got me away from fishing for a little bit is, like, you've been fishing with young nephews and nieces in the last 10 years or so.
Man. Fishing with kids of any kind.
That's a full-time job, and that will wear you out.
It's a beating.
Yeah.
Never agree to take your kids or somebody else's kids fishing, because you will spend all of your time putting out car fires like that one we just saw out here. I mean, it's like, you will find yourself asking questions that you never thought possible. Like, you can kneel down and ask a four-year-old, let me ask you something. How can you get a lure 200 feet into the top of this pine tree? How did you do that? Just tell
me. Kids find a way. They get hung up in some of the craziest places. And how did it wrap around the dock railing that many times that you're trying to unwind it? But because I did that with my kids, I think all of them enjoy it. Two of them really like fishing. My youngest was on a bass team in high school. He really likes it. And so when we're together, that's something we can all do together, which is it's a great family activity once you get through the early years where you're trying to get them removed from a tree or whatever they got hung up on the bottom
They're
of
always
the lake.
Hung up.
But, I'm really looking forward to that. And the campground's right around the corner. I hope you bring some gear and we can fish together, because the place I think we may go may have a pretty large body of water where we can get out and fish.
The Pacific?
I'll bring my bass boat. No,
Atlantic?
It's not that big.
Oh, okay.
It's not that big.
I don't want to fish on your bass boat.
Why?
We're going to do shore fishing, aren't we?
Well, we can do that, too. Don't you want to go out on my bass boat,
though? Answer this for me? Why is it that when I'm on the shore, I notice that everyone who's fishing from the shore tries to get as far out to the water as they can? And every time somebody's in a boat, they try to get it up close to the shore they can.
Great one. I know. I always feel that. But see, that's so great about the bass boat. You got the option. You can go out and work deeper water if you want to, or you can just go. And it is funny, though, isn't it, that bass fishermen get in their bass boats, and they drive, 20 minutes going 80 miles an hour across the lake, and then they go flip on someone's dock.
Yeah. Well, it's like, just go to the dock. Just fish off the dock.
Just fish off that dock. Do fish like the lure going back away from the dock and maybe going to the dock? It's not as appetizing.
It seems like fish should respond to, would creatures be going towards the shore or away from the shore? Like, you would think that
Come into the shallows, I would think, and then leave.
Yeah, but
so
they would also, worms and stuff would fall from the grass into the water from the shore. So,
I guess it depends on what time of year you're talking about, too. But apparently the bass are starting to hit, so I'm looking forward to it. And I've never claimed to be good at it, as I've always told you. I've never claimed to be good at it. I just like it. To me, it's very relaxing, unless you are constantly getting hung up or you're battling something.
I'm just always battling equipment. And I hate the pressure of them not hitting on something for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Okay, I'll change out and I'll go with the spinnerbait. Okay, they're not hitting that. Fine, I'll change that out. Okay, bubblegum worm. Here we go. Go with that. Not that. Okay. Well, and it's, okay, we're going to rattle trap. We're going to go with a rattle trap now. And then it's been all time switching all these baits and different
lures. I
know,
but that's part of it. But it's quiet, though, and you got time.
Yeah, but I'd rather just sit out there without fishing then. The fishing adds stress to a serene environment.
I think it would be good for you if you went out and fished more. I think it would be a good release for you.
I think being out in nature by the lake is good for you.
Yeah.
The problem is, and that's one of the things that people cite when they say, hey, I love going fishing. I love going out there to nature and being by the lake where it's real quiet. And I'm like, yes, that is great about fishing. But you know what makes it better? Is if you don't fish. Because then you've eliminated the only source of stress there is when you go fishing.
And then when you throw in the element of the boat. See, I love boats. Even when things go wrong, I love being around boats. And the bass boat I co-own with my friend Craig.
Wait, so you're saying that you would like to be there. You would have liked to have been there when the Titanic went down. Because even if something goes wrong, you just like being around boats.
Well, maybe not that catastrophic. But anything else I think I could handle for the most part. Not the Titanic. But that's the other element there.
But a lesser thing like the Italian ferry, something like that.
Oh, no, that would be bad, too. I would count that as catastrophic.
Hello.
But like when you would fish with your grandfather, wasn't always something going wrong with that boat? It wouldn't start or...
Oh, yeah, that was always something.
You're always messing with the motor.
I was always flooding the engine, or I would run out of gas on that thing and then have to paddle in with it, and that was a beating, and I ended up all sunburned and everything, or running the battery out on the trolling motor. And
the last time I went out with two friends, and I told them the bass boat that I co-owned with my friend Craig.
That's a weird situation. I don't know what all is involved in that.
We split a bass boat, a used bass boat.
I don't know
very
any friends who co-own used bass boats.
Well, we're such good friends that we can do that. And we just, sometimes it's at his house, sometimes
I think it's a recipe
it's at my
for
house.
The ruining of a friendship.
No.
It's a disaster.
No, it strengthens our friendship. But our gas gauge doesn't work.
And that's smart.
I swore the last time we took it out, I filled it up. And we're cruising back. We'd gone down the lake, and we were cruising back, and all of a sudden, I went, oh, no, we've got engine problems. And my friend from Louisiana, Clay, said, sounds like ran out of gas. No, we didn't run out of gas.
Is he the co-owner?
No, he was just a friend with the co-owners. And sure enough, we'd run out of gas.
You make him sound like a lesser educated friend.
He's much smarter than me.
He just has
a Louisiana accent. But that's what I'll be doing on Monday and Tuesday. If you wonder what I'm doing, I'll be fishing, probably just hammering them, just bringing in fish after fish. Probably not. I'm not very successful, but I will catch from time to time. I just like the process. I'm a Jason Garrett-like fisherman.
I'm telling you, go out there without fishing and you'll have a better time.
Yeah, I like going for a boat ride, too, or just hanging out at the lake. I like that, too, but I like fishing, the challenge of it, and see if you can actually do something with it. I'm not very good with plastics, and that's one thing I'm really going to work on this weekend.
I just want to listen to that in isolation in my head.
You know, plastic worms.
I'm not very good with plastics.
All the slabs, and, you know, I need to get better with that, and that's what I'm going to work on.
That's the only thing I'm really good at.
See, I'm more of a spinner guy.
And I
spinner baits have always been.
They drive me crazy.
Jigs with spinners and things like that, and working those. And
wow.
Why'd you rear up? Talking about spinner baits, I'm not sure why you're rearing up. But anyway, that's fishing talk here on The Ticket. It's 9:49.